New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. Our next guest has written a really he's written a lot of really intriguing books, but his latest one is about those who make a last stand, our heroes. I mean, that's what this country was built on. Joining us right now is Michael Walsh. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. This is a really intriguing idea. You know, as we look at our political landscape right now, some people may say that Donald Trump is making a last stand. But you look at a lot of people through history that have sort of, despite all the odds against them, forged on. Where did you come up with the idea to cover this as the topic for a book?
Well, I've always been interested in military things because I grew up with a father who was an officer in the United States Marine Corps. So that was a very formative experience for me. He's still alive. He's 94. So he's only 23, 24 years older than myself. So I spent a lot of my childhood while he was an active duty Marine officer. So I've been around the military my whole life, and it's always something that I was interested in, military history or just history in general, but in this case, military history. So one day I woke up and decided to write a book about it, and here we are.
Well, and here we are. The subtitle is really intriguing about, you know, why men fight when all is lost. What kind of insight did you gain through your research? Why do men continue to fight when all is lost?
I think it's an essential attribute of masculinity. It's not politically correct to say anything's essential anymore in this current environment, but in this case, it's true. I think that men have a sense of duty, honor, country, you know, as the Marines say. They fight for their women and children. They fight for their families. They fight for the tribe. But in the end, they fight for themselves and their fellow soldiers, mostly the latter. So the ethos of warriors is to protect your buddy because he's protecting you. You can't help getting hit in the head with a bullet from a gunman you can't see. But if he sees you and calls you out before that guy fires the shot, you've survived. No one can fight by himself. So the last stand is not really a celebration of individual episodes of heroism, because those generally fail. But it's about the cohesion of the unit and men's instinctive sense of what's right and what's wrong. And men who run from battle are cowards, and that's used to be, at least when I was growing up, the worst thing you could say about any man. Perhaps things have changed, but I wanted to celebrate the virtues that have got us this far from the Greeks at Thermopylae to the present, and that's 2,500 years of Western history.
You mentioned your father's service in the Korean War. Did you grow up hearing stories about that conflict, and did that inspire you to write this book?
No, he never talked about it. Like most service people,
right,
who have fought in extreme battles, they don't discuss it. We didn't talk about it really until 2 years ago when I sat down with him at his home in Florida and taped him to exactly what his remembrances of that particular 3-day period was like. So that was the first time I heard him talk about it in any great detail.
That had to have been quite an experience to hear that in detail.
It is. It's not because he's my dad, but because he's someone who lived through this crucible and came out the other side, and how it, my observations of how it affected him. I was 1 year old when he went to Korea for the Incheon landing and the rest of the fight that lasted for him about a year. So certainly growing up as a small boy and even as a teenager, and I left home when I was 17, and that was the world that the water that I swam in, but only unstatedly. So it was a research project. I just happened to have turned it on my own father, you know, as well as everybody else.
Talking with Michael Walsh, his new book is Last Stands, Why Men Fight when all is lost. You talked about the traditional masculine attributes that are so important on the battlefield. We live in a world now where a lot of war is fought with technology. Is that male toughness still something that's important in war?
I think it is, and I think the fact that we don't view it that way anymore has certainly contributed to the fact that we are still fighting disgracefully in Afghanistan 20 years after 9/11. That should not have happened. That war should have been over in 3 weeks. And it's a great failure of not only George W. Bush, but Barack Obama and every subsequent president, except for perhaps Trump, who did not, who has wanted to pull the troops out of there, but was blocked in part by the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower warned about in his farewell speech. So we don't win wars anymore, and there may be a reason for that.
Last stands why men fight when all is lost. Michael Walsh, pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. There you have it. Look for that book where you find books online or in stores. Last Stands by Michael Walsh.